T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Facebook says Donald Trump will remain banned from for at least 2 years. So, Sarah, what's the company saying?
Well, this has been a long saga. As you remember, Facebook first suspended and then indefinitely banned Trump after the January 6th violent riots at the Capitol, and then punted the decision to their independent oversight board, a board that they sort of see as the Supreme Court of Facebook, that they're hoping would lend some legitimacy to oversight of Facebook. But the board, after a few months deciding on whether that was the right decision, punted it back to Facebook and said, hey, no, listen, you built this policy, you built this world where Trump has gained power, and it's up to you to decide how long you're going to ban him for. And once you make a real decision, then we can talk about it. So this is Facebook's response to that. 2 years. Of course, if Trump comes back on and then violates the rules again, he could be banned again. Facebook says this is the most severe penalty that they will be giving world leaders in general. So now world leaders no longer have the same kind of carte blanche to break Facebook rules that they had in the past.
You know, you brought up that so-called internal Facebook Supreme Court. There was a lot of chatter about that. People were just kind of shrugging, say, well, what the heck is that? And just saying, well, we don't know, and we'll kick it back to you. Moving forward, are they going to have different people on that board or different rules, or will it still be people shrugging their shoulders and saying, well, I don't know?
Well, I think in this case, the board was trying to make a point that, hey, listen, you can't just give us your most controversial decisions that you don't want to make because you are worried about the public backlash. Like, you have to take some responsibility for the power you've built over human conversation. And I see that argument. Even in Facebook's response today to explain what they've done with Trump's account, they said, you know, we really shouldn't be the ones deciding who does or doesn't get to speak. We really shouldn't have this power over human conversation. Well, guess what? Facebook spent 17 years building this power. They have recruited every world leader and politician. They've tried to get every internet user in the world to use Facebook. And they, I guess the oversight board was saying, you built that and you prefer to keep growing it, but you don't want to make the hard decision.
All right,
about content.
So moving forward, is this going to apply evenly to all world leaders? And then part two of that, how about celebrities? How about sports stars or, you know, people who are in the music business, or they're movie stars, everyone equal, or who knows?
Well, Facebook says that it will still have a content exemption for newsworthiness. So something might violate their policies, but if it's newsworthy, they'll keep it up. And they said they'll try to be a little bit more transparent about when they are doing and saying that, because users sometimes, it's so hard to tell. To your question about other world leaders, you know, I just don't think that there is as much attention paid to the problems that world leaders are causing in countries outside the U.S. if you're a Facebook employee. Facebook tends to respond most directly to the criticisms that come in U.S. media. That's not to say that they haven't made moves on world leaders elsewhere, but I think they tend to to be a little bit delayed in their approach. They don't have as much content moderation in other languages. And so it will be up to users to raise those issues and say, hey, you know, this leader or this person is breaking the rules, and make sure that Facebook gets their attention to it. Since so much of the way that they do content moderation now is via artificial intelligence.
And then just a few seconds left for the average user. Is it going to change their experience?
Well, if you were a big follower of Donald Trump, you'll have a little bit quieter feed as you have for the last few months. And we'll see, you know, if he comes back in a couple of years, that gives him enough time to shake up things ahead of the next presidential election. So, you know, if you wanted Trump to be banned forever, he's not going to be banned forever.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.